WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Many stations are fundraising this week. For those who aren't, we've been featuring a special series with our rock historian, Ed Ward, about small record labels of the past that helped shape today's music. The current alternative music scene is an outgrowth of the punk music of the 80s. Ed Ward says one label, SST, laid the groundwork for the independent labels to come.
Dallas, Coward, Ride the Cold! Rise above, we're gonna rise above! Make this score, what we say! Rise above, we're gonna rise above! Try and stop, what we do! Rise above, we're gonna rise above! When they can't do it themselves! Rise above, we're gonna rise above! Way up higher, of your abuse! Try to stop us, it's no use! Society's out of control. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. Think they're smart, can't think themselves. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. Laugh at us behind our back. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. I find satisfaction in what they lack. Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
Chuck Tukowski and Greg Ginn didn't want to get into the record business, at least not as label owners. They had a band called Black Flag, an angry, uncompromising hardcore outfit from the beach scene south of L.A., and they'd recorded an album called Damaged that Unicorn, a subsidiary of MCA, was going to put out. Then the president of MCA heard it and said, "As a parent, I found it an anti-parent record." In other words, no go. So Chuck and Greg did what so many other punk rockers had done. They started their own label. In fact, SST already existed in the form of a couple of singles they'd put out for their friends, but they had no intention of getting into it full time. Black Flag were stars. They didn't have to do this. But, as it turned out, they did. And, while it wound up eventually sinking Black Flag, as Dukowski and Ginn quit to work with the label, SST became the prototype regional punk label, the model on which countless labels today are based. The first band attracted to it was the Minutemen, an intensely political, brilliantly witty band whose name came from the brevity of their songs.
You know you're frightened because it's your time. Avoid a ride in your mind. With Super 99, you knew it would be there. With Super 99.
Touring incessantly, as all these bands had to do if they were to live, they just got better and better, and their 1984 album, Double Nickels on the Dime, was a two-record set with one song as long as 3 minutes, another fondly remembering their early punk days, and a cover showing their bassist and chief songwriter, Dee Boone, sitting at the wheel of the van that was to break an axle and kill him later that year. Boone died in Arizona visiting a girlfriend. Perhaps she was someone he'd met through another of SST's star acts, the Meat Puppets, who were from down there. The band consisted of two brothers and a drummer, and every time they put out an album, they sounded different. Obviously, there was no SST sound, no doctrinaire mold into which its bands had to fit, and the Meat Puppets have continued evolving to where they managed a top 10 hit last year. The third band SST will be remembered for came from St. Paul, not, they always reminded you, Minneapolis. Another trio, like the Minutemen and the Meat Puppets, Husker Du was named after a Swedish board game, and their guitarist, Bob Mould, liked to roar. Their drummer, Grant Hart, seemed to like pop songs played very loud. This caused some tension in the group, and it came out on stage, but no one who ever saw them will forget them. SST issued plenty of records in their day, unified by a single criterion. "We look for stuff that Greg and I like," Chuck Dukowski told me one day in their office. "You're smarter with music you're comfortable with." Both the Meat Puppets and Husker Du were more comfortable elsewhere after a while, since there are limitations to what such a small label can do. But these days, when you turn on MTV and see bands like Offspring or Veruca Salt or Green Day or even Nirvana, you're seeing SST's legacy, bands that developed on a small, friendly, local label before daring the big time.
Ed Ward is a writer now living in Berlin. His series was produced by Phyllis Myers. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.